The first objective of shaitan is to, aliyadu billah, take a person into kufr. And he tries this till the end of a person's life. Till you don't breathe your last, shaitan is there trying to make you become a kafir. Aliyadu billah. Allah says in the 28th surah of the Quran, كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ. The example, shaitan who tells you, make kufr. And when you adopt kufr, then he says, I am far away from you. Now you go on your own way and you go and deal with Allah Ta'ala. I have done my job. And that is why there's a very amazing incident of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the leader, Imam Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat, what a great Imam. You know, all. And when he was on his deathbed, they were telling him, his son Ahmad was there. Now Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, you know, before he was passing away, he told his son one day, he told my son, as he was passing, to read all those ahadith which gives me hope in Allah's mercy. So his son read all those hadith. But anyway, at that time, one day, while he was in a state of life and unconsciousness, they told him, read Kalima. He said, not now, not now. Now people were very surprised. So when he regained consciousness, his son said, oh my father, you are the Imam, you are such a great muhaddith. We told you to read Kalima and you said, not now, not now, not yet, not yet. What is the meaning of this? So Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, Shaitan came to me and said, oh Ahmad, you have managed to save yourself from my clutches. You have managed to save yourself from my clutches. You know, and I was saying, not yet, not yet. Oh, please, not yet. I haven't died still. You still got chance over me. Can you imagine an imam like that worried till the time he is dead that shaitan must not gain the upper hand over me? So this is a situation. Of course, Allah Ta'ala also sends malaika to protect us at that time. But this is shaitan. كَمَثَلِ shaitan إِذْ قَالَ الْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ. If he can't get that right, then the second thing with regard to shaitan is that he tells you to do evil. Quran again says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ. What it tells you? To do evil, and especially amongst evil, immorality, to become promiscuous, to do adultery. So when a person does that, there is no morality left in him. You know the hadith that Nabi Akram saw something, a person commits adultery, iman comes over him, iman doesn't want to stay in a person when he is committing adultery. So this is, he now tells you, bisu'i wal fahsha, all evil deeds, major sins, minor sins, and in particular what he does is to make you do immorality. This illegal relationship from the Shari point of view between male and female is one of the major causes that lead us towards evil. Then if he can't get that right, then he stops us from doing righteous deeds. Now look at how difficult sometimes it is to do righteous deeds. Time of Fajr, try to wake up your children, they got 100 eggs. Now. After how many times you have to wake them up before they get up? This is shaitan. Procrastination and preventing you from doing good deeds. In Sahih Bukhari, there's a hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, when a person sleeps, shaitan ties 3 knots on his hair. When he gets up, 1 knot is untied. When he makes wuzu, the 2nd knot is untied. And when he read namaz, all the 3rd knot is untied. Otherwise, until then, that knot is tied to try to prevent you from doing good deeds. And when he can't get that right, the 4th thing is, he spoils your good deeds. So what he does, kufr, wrong, major sins, prevent you from doing good deeds, and then he spoils your good deeds. How he spoils your good deeds? Through the means of, you are doing good deeds, and all of a sudden you said, that person is seeing me, let me read my namaz longer. So what you have done, you're not doing it now for the sake of Allah, you're trying to show people how good your namaz is. I'm giving charity, let me show people how much charity I'm giving. So he creates that your deeds must not be done for the sake of Allah. Sometimes he gets you involved in bid'at. You think you are doing good, but you get no reward. In fact, you get guna. You are doing something which is not sanctioned in our sharia, which is bid'at. And sometimes he makes you confuse in your righteous deeds. A person came to said, Ya Rasulullah, whenever I read namaz, you know, the moment I read namaz, shaitan takes my thoughts away. I can't concentrate. So Nabi Karim SAW said, Dhaka shaitan yuqalu lahu khinzab. That is a shaitan known as khinzab. His main objective is to confuse you in your salat. And we are so gullible and so weak, we can't concentrate. We get very